Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A survey at UMass Amherst finds that 26% of Black students report feeling like they did not belong on campus. That's compared to 8% of white students. Just a few days after the results were made public, some Black students received a racist email. As Nirvani Williams reports, the incident highlighted issues raised in the survey.
Zach Stewart is a junior and a Black student at UMass. He remembers the first time he witnessed a racist act on campus.
Somebody had written the words hang and then Melville, which is the name of the dorm I was in at the time, and the N-word on the bathroom mirror.
That was his first semester in 2018. In response, UMass created an online bias incident tracker. It publicly records cases filed with the UMass Police Department. 21 cases were reported last semester, with 8 this spring. Stewart says he still doesn't feel like he belongs.
This is a predominantly white institution. There aren't that many people that look like me on campus, and I don't think the university does enough to recruit and retain Black people, whether it be Black students, Black faculty, Black staff, even Black administrators.
The day after our interview, Stewart and at least 3 other students received a racist email from a fake sender, similar to a racist message sent last semester. It described Black students as animals and said, quote, "You are not in Africa anymore." The sender claims their racist group includes members of the police and university administration.
It's just simply not true that we have people in administration who are on their side, as I think they said in the email.
That's Nefertiti Walker. She's the administration's point person on dealing with race and equity.
But those are things that these sorts of people do to try to divide and in some ways conquer the climate and the morale of communities.
She notes UMass opened an investigation with the Northwestern District Attorney's Office into who sent the first email. Since then, her office created the Black Advisory Council, an independent group of faculty members meant to improve the experiences of Black students on campus.
We've come a long way, but we have a lot of work to do in making that diverse student body all feel a sense of belonging in their own unique and particular ways.
But Amilcar Shabazz, a professor who runs the W.E.B. Du Bois Center at UMass, says this response isn't enough.
The administration does things. It's still not connected. It's not connected to Black students. It's not connected to Black faculty.
Shabazz says he finds the student survey results deeply concerning.
When you ask 1 out of 4 of our undergrads, do you have a sense of belonging to this place called the University of Massachusetts Amherst? Are you a Minuteman? Are you a Minutewoman? Go UMass proud. And more than 1 out of 4 tell you they have no sense of belonging, no sense of connection.
Zach Stewart, the UMass student, says he's burned out and exhausted from dealing with these attacks. He's hoping change comes soon, but says he's not holding his breath. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nirvani Williams.